guys, it's Hannah.
And Aaliyah.
Whoa, this is different. That's not Cassidy. Today we have a special guest, one of my college friends, Aaliyah Mims, is here.
Hello.
We're going to talk about in this episode how we met.
Sorority life.
Dating in college.
And women in STEM.
Stay tuned. Time is it to be alive?
I know, we're doing great. We're doing great.
Yes, we are. So this is different. This is new. Our first podcast guest. How
I
do
am
you feel?
Honored.
Oh, Hannah well, Wilsoko. That's just great.
I'm happy to be here.
Aw.
Yeah.
So how is your break going so far, Aaliyah?
My break, it's going. I haven't done much, but I've worked more than I did in the summer, which is fun. It's cool. It's great. Working at Justice.
Just for girls.
Just for girls. Just for unicorns and rainbows, can I say. It's a great little store, though. I'm excited. And it's not been too bad. Had a birthday, turned 20.
Yeah.
20. Ew. But
Oh, I thought the birthday turned 20 and
no.
She was at Justice.
No. I turned 20.
That's a choice.
Yeah. Oof, that'd be awful.
What'd you do for your birthday?
We went to Texas Roadhouse, got some slappy rolls and good burgers. And yeah.
Okay, unpopular opinion. I think the cinnamon butter is too sweet, and I get a lot of hate for that.
They just tuned out of the podcast, Hannah. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I think they just taste bomb the way they are.
Oh, the rolls are good by themselves, but I like that butter.
I feel like every time I've been there, it's been like a different situation. Like the first time I went there, I was with my roommates, and we all got, like, she brought us out like our own little boxes of rolls.
Your own boxes?
Yeah. She's like, do you guys like want me to like bring you guys boxes of rolls each? And we're like,
yeah, I mean, sure, if you're offering.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. And then the second time I went there, she didn't even give us new rolls for the
same
table.
Person?
No, it was different.
Oh, okay.
And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're like, you need to leave now.
I know.
Leave and come back.
I did not give a good tip, but that's the tea. Anyway, so, Aaliyah, how do we meet? Let's just get into it.
I feel like you should start, but I'm trying to think. So, we met because I know we had brunch.
We had brunch a couple times.
We had
times.
Brunch a few times. I met you the first time we had brunch.
Was it through Colin? Right?
Mine was, it was kind of through Colin, but also through another person.
Oh.
Yeah, but we don't speak about that person.
Yeah.
So,
we-ish. So, here's what I say. Aaliyah didn't have such a great time with a couple people in the beginning of her college.
Yeah,
thing.
It was not a great start.
And
for me.
I kind of replaced them.
Yeah.
No big deal. And I just say I'm enough to replace
them. Yeah, you can't even say it's replacing because what was there to replace?
Oh. well, dang, dang. Diggity dang to dang.
All right.
Hey, hoosies. So, skirm past that. No, I think I mentioned it in another podcast. I think going into college, I really wanted a good group of friends, but it took me a while to get to those friends. And that was you and Colin, another one of our friends.
Yeah.
I met Colin the first week of school, and we became super good friends.
I met him the first week of school, too.
I know, we played Cards Against Humanity, and then the first day of school, we worked out together. Colin does not work out anymore.
We're working on it. We're going to work on it. Yeah.
He's perfect the way he is. So
honestly.
But yeah, and then he introduced me to you and the other two. And we went to brunch a couple times, and then I low-key invited myself to hang out with you guys for that Christmas thing.
I mean, I remember that. I don't remember. I thought we didn't invite you. We invited you.
No, what?
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe. Sorry. I'm
who knows?
Losing my train of thought now.
Oh, I don't know.
I guess I don't remember.
But we went to this Christmas thing, and me and Aaliyah vibed.
Yeah,
hard.
We had a good time.
We hit it off.
Right. We really did.
And that was just the start of something new.
Right. Don't forget about making the bracelets, ruining the bracelets.
Yeah. We were making these little friendship bracelets, and I'm like, this is fun. I love this. Mm-hmm. And they all made friendship bracelets, but I don't know if this was symbolism to, my first semester of college, but, it kept breaking, and, anyone who touched
Just Hannah's.
Anyone who tried to tie it broke, regardless of who it was. And, I ended up not making a friendship bracelet, which is still kind of sad.
It's there in spirit. You don't worry.
Right.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I think a huge thing that got us to be as close as we are is our sorority.
Yeah, I agree. That was a big thing. Because at first, I wasn't in it. I was going to join my freshman fall semester. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, with the money and all that, I didn't want to take the time. And plus, my fall semester was a mess anyway. I didn't need anything else to pile onto that tragedy. Right. So I was like, let's move on. Spring semester, see how it goes. Joined it. Well, before I joined it, me, you, and Colin went to Starbucks.
Right. This was a day, and refresh my memory if I'm wrong. This was a day that it was negative 20 degrees.
Yeah, it's quite cold outside.
And we like looked at each other. We're like, we want Starbucks.
Yeah, we were like, we're actually gonna defeat the cold to go out and get Starbucks.
Right, and I don't think my car was there.
No,
or I don't know if it was in the shop still or something.
It might have been in the shop, but it wasn't.
It wasn't there. And then good old Betsy, the name of Colin's car, we shoveled that mofo.
Yeah, out. Literally out of the parking lot just to go on a 5-minute drive to Starbucks.
And like, I remember people were like walking past us. Yeah. And like, what are you doing? Like, is your car broken? We're like, no, we just really want Starbucks.
Yeah. And then a random guy helped push it out too. He pushed it while I hit the reverse.
Was he cute? I don't remember.
You know, I really wasn't looking. I was trying to not crash Colin's car.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was just sitting in the back like.
I don't remember if you were in the back or if you were out front. I don't remember.
I might have been pushing because, you know, my biceps.
You might have been,
got back.
Yeah.
Mm, and that's a lie.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Anyway, so yeah, that happened. And wait, what were we? Oh, yeah, I mentioned Alpha Chi to you, right?
Yeah, because Hannah goes, you're totally an Alpha Chi. And I was like, what do you even mean? What does that even mean?
Future I'm VP an Alpha. Recruitment right there.
I was like, what do you mean an Alpha Chi? Like, what does that even, how does it even, how do you know if someone belongs to what sorority? I know now.
Oh, good.
Being in the sorority, I can see someone be like, oh, yeah, they're totally going to be an Alpha Chi. They're totally going to be in this and that and whatever.
Right.
I get it now. But then I was like, yeah, whatever.
So do you regret anything?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. The only thing I regret is not joining my fall semester, because I have met so many great people within, like, even from my spring semester when I joined, probably in that 2 months that I was in there, I met so many people and I did so many great things and I learned so many lessons, met so many good friends, that it was just a great boost and a good thing for me after my tragic fall semester.
What was so bad about it?
It was just, well, I had Calc 2.
Oh.
So that was bad enough. And then I had Chem 120.
Oh.
With a teacher, a professor who didn't know how to teach to a lower level, because he's just so smart and you can tell, but he couldn't teach to a younger audience. And then I had the friendship issues, which really did not help.
Right.
And it really fell right before Christmas. And Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Like, well, you got to hit you.
I know.
Any other time of the
year. I was like, you could have been right day one. I would have been better day one than right before Christmas. So that didn't help me either. And it was just not a good time for me.
Yeah. I'm sorry I had to hit you deep there.
I know. It doesn't hurt as much anymore.
Well, that's great.
Actually, at all. I'm over it.
Love that. Listen to our toxic friendships.
Yeah, honestly. Cut that out. Don't have toxic friends.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of those and you'll be better friends.
Exactly.
You're not saying I'm a better friend, but
you are a better friend. Yeah. It was like, it'll be so much better afterwards if you get rid of those people. Even the people you have, like, the little doubts about, those little doubts usually pile up and it's things that you should not. Not
Whoa!
With all people.
It's
not
very
with
true.
All people, but like it's a thing. Things that stick out a lot and happen multiple times, you know, it's just not something you need to be dealing with.
Like the reoccurring red flags.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest takeaway.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah,
because like it's one thing if like a little thing happens. Like I think we've only had like one little tiff, and like it never happened.
Oh
again.
Yeah. Just the one.
Right.
I honestly forgot. So it obviously was
I just remembered yesterday, like, and I was talking about it and I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
But like, just, it never happened again. Like,
no.
Stronger than ever.
Right. I mean,
like, look at us go.
BFFs.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
But anyway, back to the sorority stuff, because it's always so interesting to see, especially Mount Union, where we go, is a lot different than other
completely
campuses.
Yeah.
Like, my friend goes to BG and there's like 16 sororities. Like,
that's crazy.
They have an Alpha Chi there, and I think their Alpha Chi is honestly pretty similar to ours.
I'm not surprised. Yeah,
right.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. And yeah, I just feel like, well, one, the dues are a lot more expensive than other schools. But definitely, like, just the party atmosphere is a lot more different, or a lot different at other schools, I think. And
yeah.
I don't know. And then just might be having Greek life within smaller schools, but I don't know. But I found this little website. It's from Odyssey, so you know it's reliable.
Oh, yes.
.com. Just kidding. We're completely kidding. Anyway, so the first one is, the title of the thing is 15 stereotypes about sorority girls that are obviously true. And oh, I don't know.
Obviously.
Oh, this is definitely sarcasm. I was like a little nervous at first. Thanks, Odyssey. And it said, all girls in Greek life are exactly the same. Right?
T.
Thanks, Sarah Stewart from Oklahoma State, 2017. This should be interesting. Anyway, first one is, we always wear makeup and look just as put together as we do during recruitment week. Always.
I can attest to say a big no. I literally don't even own makeup. Like, honestly.
I mean, I always dress up, but that's just me being an extra little.
Yeah. The most dressy I get on a daily basis is wearing a pair of jeans because I usually wear leggings.
Oh.
And a big hoodie or a sweatshirt.
Well, that brings us to this next one. T-shirts really aren't a big thing in Greek week community or in the Greek life community.
T-shirts
really just aren't a big thing. I didn't like that sentence.
Yeah,
like, what
no.
does it even mean? Come on,
right?
What's
her
name?
Like, do you not
Stewart Sarah Stewart? Specify, please.
Does it mean you don't wear T-shirts or what?
Really, just aren't a big thing.
Dresses,
so it's saying, but there's a ton of T-shirts here.
I don't know.
We'll
move, yeah, I was supposed to say, moving on.
Totes of Dorbs is obviously the most perf and press saying ever.
What?
Let's dissect this, shall we? Totes of Dorbs.
Totes of Dorbs.
Is obvi.
Oh my gosh.
The most perf and press saying ever.
Okay, that whole sentence is just cringy to me because I have said this before. I don't like shortened words. They kind of really bother me. I can't even tell you what. Like, if someone's like, that's crazy. That's so cray. I just don't like that. I just
so
really,
cray.
It just bothers me.
I'm trying to think if I've ever said any.
And then, like, obvi. I know people do say that one. It's pretty common, but.
I do sometimes say NGL.
What? Oh. I almost was like, what does that mean?
Or like,
no,
I
know
like,
what that means.
It's
now.
More sarcastic. I'll go like, LOL.
Illy.
Oh, I do say illy.
You just say illy.
I say illy, but
you
it's like a
say,
joke.
Yeah.
But like, it's not.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's
moving
right.
on. We obviously do not believe in Pinterest or making crafts.
Oh, are these sarcastic?
I think these are.
Okay, because I was like, no, Pinterest is a way of life.
Well, and I'm looking at this, and the picture here is all 80 Pie stuff. Ooh. No tea, no shade towards 80 Pie, but like, I'm looking at these pictures and this is all very 80 Pie. You're talking about knowing who goes in what sorority and what sorority is known for what? Yeah, this picture is very pink.
I'm sorry. Very pink.
Oh, it's life is srat.
What?
I never know that. Is that like, are we allowed to say that? Like, srat? Like, sorority frat?
Okay, that's what I thought it meant,
I
but I wasn't sure.
Or what? They say something else. Like, I think it's srat stuff. Like, or
srat.
Frat.
I mean, I couldn't see that being a bad thing. It's just a shortened, it's like Greek life, but that
but
srat.
But all srat jazz, all that.
Yeah.
We really don't like to take pictures.
Okay, yeah, these are sarcastic.
These have to be. We are all Barbie clones. We don't all range from musical gurus to intramural super studs to nerds, herds. What are herds? I don't know. To ridiculously, that's a fun one, creative artist.
Yeah. If you guys don't know what I look like, I'm a tall blonde.
Oh. Yikes.
Not Hannah, me. I'm saying me because they said everybody's a blonde Barbie doll. I was like, yeah. I can, yeah, I, yeah.
Aw, your body's like a Barbie doll.
Oh, no.
Anyway, all of us just live to party. Now, oof.
Any comments?
None of us really like animals. These are like, this is just normal people.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be in a sorority or fraternity
right. They're just
to
making,
like animals.
They're just making fun of it now.
We are all pretty selfish and don't really care about actually helping anybody. Again, a picture with 80 Pie.
Except we all have philanthropies.
Yeah, this is actually a really cute picture. Look at this, Aaliyah. It's like, look at their Ronald McDonald.
Oh, that is cute.
I'll send it to one of them and be like, look at how cute.
Yeah.
They're doing the 80 Pie thing. all we do is sit around and watch The Bachelor. Do you watch The Bachelor?
Not at all.
I feel like I should. I know, it's my duty, right? Too.
But I watched a few episodes. I watched it with Hannah B that season because it was a big thing.
Weren't we all studying in our lobby and like, was that us, you, me, and Colin? And we were just like, all the girls came down and we were like... Yeah.
We were watching it because it was on TV.
But like, we didn't know.
No, but we were heated because we're watching it. And it's like, how is this what's happening right now?
I think it has to be fake. But then again, like Kardashians, I watched them. It's probably all fake.
Yeah.
And like Jersey Shore,
mm-hmm.
scripted.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
Like,
I've never watched. I couldn't, because every time I try to sit down and watch it, I can't get through it. Because it's just.
I feel like I'd love to make fun of it, though.
But honestly.
I don't know.
We'll just leave it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, it says, we're only friends with people in our chapter. Now, this is actually a huge one. Because I feel like a lot of people think this, mm-hmm. but I actually have, like, lots of friends outside. Not lots of friends.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, popular in it.
Right. It's not, like, I don't have many friends in other chapters. I know people from other chapters. I'm, like, I'll talk to you if you talk to me, if I talk to you, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be like, hey, you're not an Alpha Chi. I'm not going to talk to you. That's not how it is anywhere.
We are kind of annoying, though, because whenever we go into the calf, it's, like, me and Aaliyah, and then we're like, wow, there's a lot of Alpha Chi's
yes,
here today.
We really do. But it's because we come in droves and in groups. I don't know how it happens, but all of a sudden there's two and then there's 20. It happens a lot, though. Everybody just comes at the same time, but we don't realize.
And I feel like everyone else notices. But it's the same, like, we're like, oh, wow, there's, like, half the calf is filled with cross-country people.
Honestly. Because you can tell.
You can tell.
Right.
They all have a type to them. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, I was going to say just sit in lots of people at one table.
Mm-hmm. And they all have really thin legs, so like, good for them.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes they have like those, at least at Mountain Union, you know, you're at Mountain Union when they have like when they carry around jugs, like gallons of water, and then they tape those like ice packs to them.
Yes.
Like, we get it, play a sport.
You're athletic.
So I just googled it, and it turns out The Bachelor does come out today. So wow, what, look at that. We just know.
Cause we're in a sorority, duh.
Yeah, it just was instinct.
Yeah, honestly, we found it. We're like, ding, we know what's happening.
We knew it. Okay, and so this one is, Greek life completely ruins your faith.
Your faith?
Yeah.
Faith in what exactly?
Like, I think it's meaning like religious.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure.
This girl has to be an 80 pie because it says, I love 80 pie, dash.
Oh,
Jesus.
Well, I would hope.
Probably. Oh. Only a few of us can spell academics.
Wow. Is it A C C A D A M?
There's only one C.
No, I know. Oh. I know how to spell academics.
Oh, I thought you were genuine. No. Oh my gosh. I was like, you are a woman in STEM.
Oh my gosh.
You are a woman.
Yeah,
in STEM, Aaliyah.
Is it? Does it show that I can actually spell? I mean, that wasn't proving anything.
Well,
but
I'm having enough of this, and I think we should segue into our next topic of women in STEM.
Yes, it's a great time.
Yeah, how is that for you, Aaliyah?
It's quite a struggle life, if I do say so myself.
What's your major?
Pre-med biochemistry with a minor in bio and history. But history obviously is not the purpose of this topic right now, but still, might as well throw it in there. Yeah, do you feel the chills?
I'm
the
just
shivering?
Like sinking down.
Yes.
That I have many majors and none of them of which are STEM, and there's a reason for that. Why did you choose it?
Because I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor of some sort. That's what I want to do. And it's something that will provide well for me and my family. And it's something I think I am would be good at.
Wow. We love that for you.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, doing good.
Well, on the other hand, I'm glad that you're going to be a surgeon. I know you didn't say that, but I know you are going to be a surgeon. Because my number one fear is surgery.
Yeah. You know, I'm contemplating the surgery thing.
Really? You might change it?
Yeah. I might just be a pediatrician.
Honestly, good for you.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, I was always thinking about it, and I was like, surgery, I could do it, but do I want to do it? And do I, and then I was just thinking, I think the really thing that kicked it in was the fact that I can't wake up in the mornings as it is. And I mean, I know you have to wake up early for work regardless, but also, you're kind of on the clock, you're on call, and I'm like, you know? I really need to look it back at myself and see what I'm capable of. So
you're just like, oh, I didn't get the call. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Like, oh my
heart
God,
transplant.
I slept through it. So, are they okay? Are they doing all right? Oh, jeez.
Oh, that would be me. It wouldn't even be me in the first place because, you know, I faint at sight of blood.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yikes. Love that. But yeah, I want to be, I think I'm going to stick to either pediatrics or
Is that kids?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm or, glad I got that one right. Oh my gosh. Obstetrician.
What's that one again?
You deal with pre-delivery labor and delivering babies.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Now, do you want to have kids or are you adopting?
I want them.
Me too.
Myself. Yeah.
Right? But then, like, it's like, okay, I'm on this fitness journey, in quotes, because, like, it's not really going anywhere. It's a,
yeah.
It's a,
no, we're getting, you're getting stalemate. There. You're is doing good. Right, stalemate
know.
Is, like,
it's a
plateau.
Plateau. Yeah. We're at this, mm-hmm. right?
A level off.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I finally get to that place where I'm, like, happy with my body, chances mm-hmm. of me getting pregnant that next week are very likely.
Oh, my, likely or unlikely?
Very likely.
Very likely.
Because I will... you know, gain a lot of weight.
No.
Pregnancy. Yeah, however, you do get to eat a lot.
True. And you'll have, and you can eat anything you want because somebody will have to bring it to you.
It's true. First, I need a man.
Yeah. Don't but we all?
I don't need a man.
You don't need
it's
it,
just
no.
necessary in for order to have pregnancy, children.
Yeah.
Well, kinda. You could get the.
But you still need this, a man somewhere from any place
what
at all.
Rob Lowe would. Too old.
Yeah. I mean,
Paul Rudd, too old as well.
Yeah.
I have a type. We know this.
You, yeah. Like,
well, we always talk about you just finding a doctor and then you mm-hmm. sending, once you find your doctor,
right, sending school,
you his friends.
Right.
Friends, plural. Yes. Because we need options.
We need options. I was going to say, we need options because if one doesn't work, you know, you just move on to the next.
And I think that's another great topic to talk about while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Dating in college.
Uh-huh.
Have we had luck, Aaliyah?
Not no. at all. And I can't even, like, I'm not mad about it at all. I just get stuck in weird situations with these things.
Right.
Yes.
What do you mean? Elaborate. No kidding.
Oh,
tell us
gosh.
More.
I
just
mean,
kidding.
Yeah, no, it's not, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
It is
I
what
mean,
it is.
There are a lot of stigmas with dating in college, and I feel like we've talked, Cass and I have talked about in other episodes, that's like, we feel like especially our age, in the awkward sophomore slump era, a lot of people are still not ready to date.
Exactly.
It's all about hookup stigmas and all of that jazz.
Yeah, and I think that's also a generational thing. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I definitely see that because with even like our parents' generation, even my sister's generation is like a few years older than us. They have... I feel like they're more willing to sit down, chill out, and commit to somebody. Mm-hmm. But when you get to us, it's like, you think you're going to do well, but then, oops, something goes wrong, you know? And it's like, something happens, and or they just want one thing, and it's not for a lifelong commitment. It's just, you don't know what people's intentions are, and that's, and I think
you
it's...
You never do, or they say their intentions are good. I'm not adding anyone. Except I am.
Oh, yeah.
They say their intentions are good, and then they're not.
Exactly.
What? Surprise.
Right.
And I think that's also me just giving people too much credit and too much, like...
High...
You know.
Expectations.
Yeah, giving them some slack.
Right.
And having so much, I don't know, hope for them.
Yeah,
and
it just doesn't...
They don't do well with
right.
that. I just... It's all right,
yeah,
though.
No, I feel that on a higher level.
And we also always talk about, like, going to such a small school. We go to a school with 2,400
yeah,
maybe less,
maybe
right. I don't even know, because honestly the freshman class is less,
very
now.
Small,
and it's like, okay, like when you're a freshman you have options of, okay, the freshman class and all the ones above you,
right?
If you are down for like dating someone younger, oh good, you're
yeah, you
all
want everybody. Yeah,
I'm really not personally. I'm it's a maturity thing.
Yeah,
that's whatever. So like now that we're sophomores, at least for me, I'm like, okay, I got our class and then two other classes,
right?
And it's like, oh wait, next year only got junior class and senior class.
Yeah, and I also think about the fact that I'm just... Because Mount is so small. You only have so many options. And most of those options are taken or they shouldn't be messed with or something like that. And it's just... I was like, I'll wait for my time. My time will come. I still have another 7 years of med school. So...
Right.
So I have hope, I think. I have some hope within me because I'm like, I'm not a bad person.
Oh, you're
somebody
a great
will,
person.
Somebody will come along and realize, and that. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, they should because you're amazing.
Oh, same.
Truly.
Ditto.
Thanks, buddy. This is just like a therapy session.
Honestly.
Aw. But yeah, I don't know. Especially in college, I'm not really... It's a good thing to focus on yourself first, and especially going to such a small
right.
college, I guess. Word gets around.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, we're known for having at Mount. We don't have breakfast on Sundays. We have brunch. And that's where me and Aaliyah were kind of talking about how we met sometimes. And if you do tend to go out on a Friday or Saturday, that Sunday brunch can get a little interesting because everyone's there.
And yeah, you're like, hi.
I just saw you. Right. And there's some people like, oh, I saw you out last night.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I didn't see you, but okay.
Because it's like you have to take that second to be like, you're right. You're right. Yes, there at that place. Yeah.
Well, especially being RA, Aaliyah.
Hannah, you're right. As an RA, I don't go out. Mm-mm. I stay in. I do my duties.
Right.
And I do that. That's it.
Always.
Always.
It's a mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we say.
Yep. I watch out for my residents.
And they watch out for you.
And they see me in my room on duty.
Always.
Always. And we have a mutual agreement. That we never see each other ever, actually.
Oh my gosh. So you're an RA, you're biochem's troposphere.
All of that. Really combustion. Really not that much. I had a lot on my plate last semester, but this next semester and next year, I'm not going to be doing much at all.
How do you manage it all?
I just... It's don't. Really? I've been asked that, and my family always is like, well, can you handle this? Can you do this, this, and that? And I'm like, well, yeah, because it's not hard. It's just what life is. It's like you just go through it.
Wow.
If that makes any sense. Because I always think
that's
that like...
It's not answering the question at
okay.
all.
But I mean, because it's not me managing it per se. Because it's like... It sounds like it would be overwhelming. But it's really... It's at some points it is. But it's more so not with school and all that going on. It's with life itself that gets overwhelming. Mm. But with all that, it keeps me busy. And I love being busy. So I enjoy it. So
I just do too, it. But there's always like a time where you just need to like chill.
Trust me, I take my time. I take my time more than I should, actually. But
I get that. Do you have any tips for people for managing everything?
Literally mine. What I like to say is just always have a positive attitude. Find that bright spot. Like in the darkest of days and the worst of times, always find that bright spot. Find that bright side to something. Mm-hmm. Because when
Mr.
you pull,
bright side.
Yes, of course. When you pull that out and you look at that and you see that in your view, that's all you need. It literally gets you through. Find that friend. Find that person that you can talk to. That person that always makes you laugh or that thing that always makes you smile. Because you need that. When you have so much going on.
And you are literally my friend in that time.
Thank you. Thank you. I love being that person to help other people out.
Well, there's something you told me that's been sticking with me recently. Because you only told me it a couple... I don't know who... I think I do remember who it was directed towards, but that's not important.
Yeah, honestly.
It was earlier in the semester. You told me... And I was starting to realize that it's okay to not care.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a sense of not caring and effort towards like things you're passionate about. Like,
yeah.
Like this or right. like school. Or your friends, but in a sense of people who don't really matter in a sense to you and making sure your life is lived to its fullest.
Right.
So there's people you can't control what they do.
Exactly.
So why was I in this sense? Why was I worrying so much about what they were doing and how it annoyed me?
Right.
And you just like said like something. What was it? I just chose not to be annoyed.
Yeah.
Anymore.
That's what was like. That was definitely my thing because I remember a situation with my senior year of high school. And I realized this girl was talking across the room, just talking, yelling, screaming, doing whatever. And I looked at her, I was like, man, she's just being so irritating. Like, she's irritating the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. And then because I remember this so vividly. And I just sat back and I was like, Aaliyah, what are you worried about? Like, why is it that you're worried about what she's doing and what she's saying over there when you're over here minding your own business? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you minding her business? There's no reason to be in it over there. And it's stressing me out worrying about somebody else. When if I was just worried about myself, I'd be fine. In that situation, I would have had no annoyance. I would have had no stress if I just sat there and thought about my own self.
It's so true.
Yeah. That's it. Just stop worrying about other people.
I know. And it's so hard to say it, but I'm glad you had that realization because it helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, like, you can't... I think the biggest thing for me is just you can't control them. So you can only control yourself.
Yeah, and I can't say it like I just thought of it out of the blue. I, of course... Like, that was my senior year. I was 17, 18 years old. That's when I realized it, that I was like, I need to calm down. It takes time.
I was going to say, there's still people who don't realize that. And they're boomers. Okay.
Boomers.
Realize it, that you can't control us millennials.
Right. It's like, it's just something you have to learn for yourself. And once you have that realization, it's probably the best thing. Probably the best thing that's ever happened to me, honestly. Because I was like, I have less stress. It's like, I'm the only person who could stress me out now. And that may be worse, but you know, we're doing good.
I'm very powerful.
Yeah.
Only I know what I can do to myself.
Right. Me.
So finally, what goals do you have for the rest of the semester? What do you see yourself doing moving forward?
What a question.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
I see myself surviving. That's getting great. Through it. Honestly, what they always say with grades, I just want A's and B's.
Yeah.
I got a C plus last semester.
Oh, my C's get degrees, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't look good for med school.
Who cares? Your classes are hard.
Yeah, but other people get B's in those classes.
Well, you're also doing a lot.
Yeah, but...
Give yourself some credit here.
Okay, in my defense, it was a 79.
What class was it? O-chem?
O-chem.
Well, there you go! There's your answer!
But it was a 79, and I was like, can you boost it up one... No. So...
I did just see something. It was on TikTok. We all know I love TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was this guy. He was like crying because he had like an 89.49. And she only rounded up if it was an 89.50 and up. And she like, he like emailed her and he was like, sorry. Or she said, sorry. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, that's what my professor did. It.
Yeah. And he was like crying on the TikTok and I fell for it.
I would have cried.
Aw. Well,
yeah. Actually, I did.
Oh, on that note, yeah, we better wrap things up. Yeah, I'm just gonna
leave that alone.
Oh well, Aaliyah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I had fun.
Did you really?
That's I did. Great. I really enjoyed it. This is cool. You guys do good.
Oh, well, until next time,
we get it.
You're the first guest on the podcast. Bye.
Bye.